This podcast is a publication of the Engineering Management Institute, where we are committed to building professional development systems, including project management and people leadership programs that support the growth of engineers and their firms. Download our AE Industry Trends Report for insights on the Great Resignation, remote work productivity, and people-centric cultures. To get your copy, visit engineeringmanagementinstitute.org.
Welcome to this episode of the AEC Engineering and Technology Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping engineering professionals find technology that fits their needs. In this episode, and in celebration of Infrastructure Week, I'll be speaking with Steve Green, practice leader of Digital Water at Stanley Consultants, about how digital water technologies are addressing the challenges of climate change and extreme weather, the journey of integrating digital solutions into water utilities, and the economic aspects of adopting such technologies. This is a great episode filled with a lot of very useful content for those either on the consulting side or the utility side of water, wastewater, and associated technologies. Before we get started, here's a quick word from our sponsor for today's episode, Stanley Consultants.
For over a century, Stanley Consultants has been at the forefront of engineering innovation, relentlessly committed to improving lives and building a resilient future. We collaborate with government agencies, utility providers, and private industries to solve some of the most complex challenges in energy, infrastructure, and more. We put people first, leveraging cutting-edge technology and multidisciplinary expertise to deliver differently and exceed expectations. Be a part of our journey to create a connected, sustainable, and enriched world for all. Get in touch with our Stanley Consultants team today.
Okay, it's now time for our conversation of the week with Steve Green. Steve, thank you so much for joining us and welcome to the show.
Thanks, Nick. Great to be here.
So we've got a lot of good things to talk about today, and we'll just jump right into it. So Steve, can you introduce yourself to the listeners and tell us what you do on a daily basis at Stanley Consultants?
Sure thing, Nick. So Steve Green, I lead the digital water practice here at Stanley. We're helping utilities with instrumentation, controls, SCADA systems. And as a foundation of digital water, and then onwards from there into data science applications, digital twins, right? Using your data to optimize your water wastewater utility and save money, you know, save energy, reduce chemicals, reduce risks, mitigate risks. I've been in the water industry essentially my whole career, about 25 years now. So I'm a civil engineer. Bachelor of Science, Montana State University, and then a Master's of Business Administration, University of Washington in Seattle. And yeah, I've just always helped water utilities adopt new technologies, figure out how to deliver those. And yeah, just done a lot of cool stuff in this industry, and always kind of been at that that leading edge of what is new technology and how does it help utilities, and you know, how do they safely and effectively adopt this?
Beautiful, Steve. And so you've talked about, right, some of the solutions that the industry kind of is welcoming that you guys are trying out. You've talked about some of the technologies that you guys are using to pretty much achieve those solutions, right? But let's start with the state of the water industry. Like, what challenges are water utilities kind of facing in today's climate?
Yeah, really good question, Nick. So there's a lot, right? It's really, when you think about everything the utilities are up against these days, it's pretty daunting. So, you know, I think the exciting thing is there's always been a good tech industry, you know, that helps utilities. And some of the bigger issues right now, probably the biggest. In fact, I just saw this article about AWWA. They do this survey every year. They've done it for like a decade. And they're always asking, hey, what are your top issues? And aging infrastructure has been in the top of the top 10, I think, for like 5 or 10 years in a row. And so, you know, across the U.S., most of our water wastewater systems, you know, they're over 50 years old. You're talking about pipes and other components that maybe when they're installed, you figure they have about a 30-year life. And so by and large, you know, everybody's past that useful life, and there's not enough budget to just, you know, go out and replace all of that. And so it's this situation of lots of aging infrastructure that needs to be addressed, not enough budget to actually address all of it. So that's always a challenge. And, you know, tech is at the center of, you know, trying to help figure that out. And then layer in a lot of other issues, cybersecurity, right? You've got bad actors that are, you know, coming after these utility systems and trying to create things that are unsafe and just be disruptive in general. There's quite a few headlines recently about that. And then, you know, certain parts of the country, we have droughts, right? Not enough water. Other parts of the country, now we have a lot of extreme weather. So we have very high intensity, short duration storms that overwhelm this infrastructure that's already aged to start with. You know, I mentioned the budget shortfalls. And so that money has to be directed really, really carefully because there's not enough of it. And then across all this, now there's this this tight labor market that seems particularly acute here these last few years, you know, since the pandemic. And that was already an issue, right, for the water industry. There's this thing they call it the silver tsunami. And so there's a large percentage of the people that operate these water wastewater utilities that are in that baby boomer generation that is now, you know, at retirement age or past it or very close to it. And then, you know, there's kind of a gap, right, where there's just not enough people in the middle that have these, you know, operator certifications. They have this experience. And you know, there's a lot of efforts, you know, to bring younger people into the industry. And so all these things together, it's a tough situation.
Understandably so. And Steve, you had touched a little bit on climate change and extreme weather. So how digital water technologies help mitigate both issues that come with both of those topics?
Yeah, sure thing. Yeah, very good question. So the main way that digital is going to help with that climate change and whatnot is really just going to be captured by the, you know, automation, right? So instrumentation and control systems, the, you know, the ubiquitous system that is utilized by pretty much all water wastewater utilities now is called SCADA. So that stands for Supervisory Control and Data Administration. And so these systems basically allow you to have visibility and or control of all of your remote assets. And so, you know, climate change, right, whether it's on one end, maybe you have a lot of heat and it's not safe to get out and do some of the work, right? You can see that visibility. You can perhaps, you know, turn on a pump, shut off a pump, whatever that may be, right? You can do that remotely. Some parts of the nation, it's, you know, forest fire smoke. It's not safe to be outside because the air quality is so bad. Other parts of the country, it's extreme weather, you know, hurricanes. And so you can't physically get there because roads are flooded, whatever that may be. And so that foundational part is really just, you know, getting all of your remote sites into a SCADA system so you have the right visibility and the right control. And then from there, there's a lot of ways that, you know, you can optimize or you can mitigate risks once you have your data and you've applied, you know, the right data science tools. And just, you know, in times of extreme weather or, you know, heat or smoke or whatever that may be, or even cold, right? You know, you can just do more with less because, you know, when one piece of infrastructure is challenged, right, the water and the wastewater, chances are the transportation is challenged, et cetera. And so it's just, you know, do more with less because you've got good digital tools.
And Steve, you mentioned the term digital water, right? Which I think, you know, as you and I were discussing earlier, it's a pretty broad term that can be used in a number of different ways, right? And at surface level, it seems a little bit complex. Can you explain it or break it down in simpler terms, maybe to someone who isn't familiar with the water industry or how digital technologies are applied within it?
Yeah, really good question, Nick. So there's a number of different models I've seen, you know, that are trying to make sense of, you know, what really is digital water. I've created, you know, kind of a four-step or four-part group that I think kind of captures it pretty effectively. So the first level is really just, you know, getting your, we talked about SCADA, right? It's getting the instrumentation, getting that control system, getting that across your entire network of remote assets, your treatment plants, et cetera, and having a very good data historian in place, making sure you've got your metadata very clear and everything's on the same datum, everything's got the right time and date stamp, et cetera. That's really that foundational part of digital water. And it's been around forever, right? It's you know, pretty mature technology. There's always improvements. The next step, as I would call it, you know, diagnostic. And, you know, it's been around, you know, like any utility, you know, probably has some Excel spreadsheets, right? That they're grabbing different data. They're, you know, going through a process, applying, you know, engineering equations, business metrics, whatever that may be. And then, you know, they're making a decision, right? They're using Excel to make a decision. You know, Excel is digital water, right? It's been around forever. There's ways now we can automate that. There's a lot of off-the-shelf software associated with that, like Power BI, right? And so there's opportunities maybe to automate that spreadsheet, make some improvements off of that. And then, you know, that next step, let's call it the digital twin layer. So that's where you're really going to take those first two parts, right? You're going to have your SCADA system that's delivering you live data from your network. And then you've got that modeled part of it that you've, you know, built into Excel, or you've got hydraulic models, you've got, you know, process models and your treatments. And you're basically going to combine those and you're going to say, hey, I now have this really good correlation between my physical assets and the digital twin. So it's essentially the same physical infrastructure represented by a digital model. And now I can actually take that offline and I can say, hey, what if scenario? If I have new people come on board, right, I can use that to train them. And again, your eyes trying to deal with less people, maybe less experience, were these crises situations. And so it gives you that really nice digital physical interface, right, to really look at that infrastructure. And then once you've got that digital twin, it's really that optimizing, predicting layer, right? You're going to apply data science into that digital twin, right? Once you have that learning set, right, we talked about earlier, that learning set of data, then you can run it through that digital twin with different set points, you know, try to figure out, hey, how do I make sure I maintain compliance, whatever my goals are with whatever the water wastewater system is. Don't want to compromise that, but maybe I can, you know, reduce the energy, turn down a blower, reduce the chemical dosing, whatever that may be. Or I can actually start to predict things based off of that data set plus that machine learning. And I can say, hey, there's a potential failure approaching based off of the sensor data as compared to past data and another event that happened in the past. And then I can proactively address something before it actually becomes more of an acute issue. And so those, you know, those four steps and all those things together, right? From the sensor to the AI, right? Artificial intelligence, everything in between, including good old fashioned, you know, Excel spreadsheets and whatever you can do to automate that. That's all part of that, that digital water journey.
Excellent, Steve. And I think that's a really great synopsis of kind of like what you guys are doing and taking it from the different steps of what needs to be done. And I say that because it leads into my next question, right? So we know coming up with like the idea or the theory behind it and then the practical applications and doing it like just for one person or a small group, right, is one thing. But then having large groups adopt technologies or sometimes called an enterprise rollout can be even more challenging than all the steps leading up to it, right? So why is adopting digital water technologies often described as a journey rather than a simple instantaneous switch?
Sure thing. Yeah. So, you know, going back to that four-part model that I was describing, you know, that's really the reason, right? It's not just a switch, is that there's a lot of excitement about I can optimize my system, right, using machine learning, using data science. But for that to be possible, you actually have to have the data, right? The data has to be good. And so first, you've got to get out there. You've got to get those sensors in place. You've got to centralize that with a SCADA system, right? You've got to get that data storing in place. Some technology providers out there, you know, they've kind of picked off a part of a water wastewater utility that is very consistent and maybe has, you know, very similar issues. And so they're basically saying, hey, once we have that data, we can give you the digital twin, we can apply the data science, and we can help you optimize. And so that's, you know, maybe something that is closer to flipping a switch once you have that foundation in place. But as your issues get broader across the utility or more complex, and it isn't that, you know, sort of niche area, it becomes more difficult to have, you know, something off the shelf and that's just going to fit everybody. And so that's where, again, you might start with like, hey, what am I doing with Excel, and how's my team going and getting data and using that to make decisions? Are there ways we can automate that, free up people's time, because we're, you know, bringing that into like a Power BI or something like that? And, you know, there's a journey there. And then, you know, that digital twin, for that to be effective, first you have to have the, you know, the SCADA data. You have to make sure that's accurate. You have to make sure that's broad enough. You've also got to have your hydraulic model, your process model. That takes time, right, to get those built, get those, you know, correlated and get those accurate to the physical infrastructure. And then you've got to combine the two into that digital twin. And then you've got to train, you know, off of that digital twin in order to start to trust your data science. If it's saying, hey, adjust a set point, or here's a failure prediction and you should go take action. And yeah, with the issues I spoke about earlier, you know, utilities have a lot on their plates. Working through that journey I just described, you're sort of choosing like, where do I spend my money and where do my people spend their time? And where don't they, right? Because you've analyzed and you've convinced yourself that the digital tool is going to create the best value or the most resilience for my utility. And then you've got to, you know, commit your precious dollars and your precious team's time to that. And, you know, all that really takes time. And flipping switches sounds good, but yeah, it's not realistic.
And Steve, so we've talked about some of like the implementation piece and physically like what you guys may do to support your clients in the water space, right? We've also talked about some of the benefits to these utilities, right? Like, where do I allocate my dollars and where do I allocate my time? Any other benefits of digital technology adoption for water utilities that you'd like to speak to?
Sure. I think that throughout my career, right, whether it's UV technology replacing chlorine, or it's HDPE piping, which is a better application than ductile iron for a particular reason, right? There's always really two things, right, that they're driving all these decisions for a water wastewater utility. It's resilience, right? So resilience is just kind of a catch-all of all these issues I'm confronting with. Like if I'm a rubber ball, right, and something pokes a rubber ball, I want that rubber to be bouncing back, right, as best it can. And so resilience is probably number one with digital, and the reasons behind that and the value there. Second is, you know, efficiency, right? That could be cost efficiency, chemical efficiency. It could be reduction of emissions, you know, if that's a focus of utility, or just straight up cost, right? It all kind of rolls up into that economic benefits and resilience benefits and reduction of risks.
And Steve, besides the digital water technologies themselves, anything else that's important for a utility to consider when they're undergoing implementation of the tech?
Sure. So I think that the focus and the excitement really kind of builds around the technology itself. But in reality, you can have great technology, but if you don't align it right with the people in your organization and the processes that they utilize and they go through daily, right, to operate these water wastewater systems, it's a potential failure, right? Because technology for technology's sake doesn't work, right? I think everybody, you know, knows somebody or sort of has a story about a technology they tried and, you know, nobody ended up using it. And it was a waste of time or a waste of money. And so I always like to reference, you know, Simon Sinek, I think, has become a very well-known person. You know, he's got a lot of books and, you know, sort of inspirational videos out there on YouTube and whatnot. And he always talks about, you know, what is your why, right? Figure out your why. And it's really no different for a digital technology implementation. Really got to know what the why is, right? Why are we doing this? What are we going to get out of this? What is our why? And then really first look at your processes and your people and say, all right, how are we doing things now? What, you know, as part of that why, right? What do we want to improve about that? What do we expect to change about that? And then back that up, right? With the right technology, there's a lot of technology coming into this industry. A lot of entrepreneurs, you know, launching businesses and saying, hey, I hear about it, know all about the challenges water wastewater utilities have. And a lot of very smart entrepreneurs are saying, hey, I'm going to help solve that. And they're bringing the tech, and that's awesome. But it's important as a water wastewater utility, get the right team, right? Get the right team that's going to say, hey, what is our why? How are we going to get there? People, processes, and technology. That might mean, you know, you have internal people if you have enough resources and they can handle that. But in most cases, you know, water utilities run pretty lean, you know, in these implementations. There's a kind of a slug work that has to get done. And consultants are really good at filling that space and providing that value to get over that hump of work and make sure that the people and the processes are fixed and aligned with that technology implementation so you get, you know, ultimate success and deliver on the why.
Well said, Steve. And could you talk about the affordability aspect of digital water technologies for these utility companies? Because like you said, there's an aspect to this of, you know, efficient and smart allocation of dollars, right? And I'm sure, you know, you guys as consultants can come in and speak to that just about as well as anybody.
Sure thing, Nick. So very, very good question. What I would say there is that there's something for everybody, right? There's ways to get value with digital that, you know, can suit everybody's budgets. The key is looking at what all is on my plate, right? What are the needs of my infrastructure? You're going to have your physical infrastructure, right? How do I deal with aging infrastructure? What are my new compliance needs, right? Regulatory driven, you know, population growth, capacity, right? All these factors are out there. You've got safety. And I think these newer, you know, things that need to fit into your thinking and your planning are, you know, climate related resilience, right? What is your area? Is your area affected by drought and heat, or is it cold, or is it extreme weather? Whatever that is, you know, you've got to think about your physical infrastructure as well as the digital systems that, you know, help you to operate those and manage those. And you know, what do I need to do with that digital aspect, right? To prepare for that resilience that I need against extreme weather. And the other part is, you know, that workforce, what do I need to do there? And, you know, you're going to have your list of needs and you've got your fixed budget and you've got to figure out, where am I going to get that greatest value? Is it going to be a digital system? Is it going to be a physical infrastructure upgrade? Is it going to be some of both? And, you know, look for what I like to call the quick win, right? There's a lot of ways where nicely proven technologies where you can, you know, right away get a good ROI, get people excited about digital as a way to kind of prove that, right? Prove that out and say, all right, now we need to undertake maybe something a little more holistic that's more involved, and yeah, it's going to take a bigger budget, And before all of that, you know, I always like to just say, don't ignore that foundation. That's your instrumentation, your control system, the SCADA. Those are absolutely critical. And yeah, there's something there that'll help you that fits anybody's budget.
Great to know. And it does sound nice to know that as a utility, right, no matter the size of your budget, there are people who can work directly with you to meet your needs. And, you know, to this point, Steve, we've talked about a lot of great technology, process, laying that foundation, as you mentioned earlier. Could you share a couple of examples of digital modernizations that water utilities have undertaken throughout your career time at Stanley?
Yeah, sure thing. So very good, you know, very recent example is actually, you know, just got back a couple of nights ago from a kickoff for a project we're doing for a mountain community in Montana that, you know, there's a lot of reasons behind their digital water journey. One of the big ones is growth, right? It's since the pandemic, a lot of people like to move to these beautiful mountain towns and, you know, justifiably so. I was looking at the, you know, real estate listings while I was there because I was curious what that's like. And it creates a lot of issues for that utility, right? They've got more population. They've got festivals that come in and, you know, 20,000 people come into a town of 10 or 15,000 for a week. Well, imagine, you know, how that is on the water wastewater systems. And they were even saying, hey, in our telemetry, that challenge is we use a cellular-based telemetry that pulls in data from their remote sites. And so many people come in that it actually overwhelms the cellular network. And so they get inconsistent status out of their system. So, you know, there's an example there, right? We've got to look at that. And then, you know, they desire to start this digital journey. You know, their starting point is really just to get their SCADA system modernized and uniform across all their sites. Most utilities, like any other, they've done different projects at different times. They have different SCADA components that are, you know, past their useful life, close to it. There's lack of consistency. Their SCADA development hasn't really kept up with all those sites or with their new process at their treatment plants. And so it's a kind of a holistic project to address all of that. We'll deliver a digital master plan. There's a couple other companies that are actually currently working on their water system master plan and their wastewater system master plan. So these three projects are happening in parallel. We'll be coordinating with those other two businesses, making sure that what we lay out as a digital plan, you know, encompasses what they're going to lay out as the physical infrastructure upgrade. And then, you know, that's a community that's, you know, is going to take their budgets and, you know, allocate it into those three categories in a very well thought out strategic way. And part of the project is, you know, their wastewater plants. We're going to design, build a SCADA upgrade there as part of the project because that's a very acute near-term need. So it just kind of shows how you can work with a utility and then figure out the excitement is to go into digital and, you know, in the future, be able to optimize. But as you know, figure out where you are now, first we need to get that SCADA system really, really at a good foundational level. And then, you know, we've got a digital quick win built into the project where we'll optimize one of their pump stations for energy consumption as well as pump life. And again, it's a way to demonstrate like, hey, this is that low-hanging fruit that we can do now, get a bit of excitement built around digital, then step into these, you know, these bigger projects.
I love that last piece, Steve, because there's so much to do, right, with MB utilities in your case, right? So many demands and differing needs, but getting those small wins that are an easy way to show how technology works on a small project and get the appropriate partners geared up to actually apply it on projects of increasing size, which I'm sure feels good for you guys because you're providing client value, you're showing where digital can really help and affect and essentially gearing up for the next project and so on and so forth.
Yeah, and you know, it's a good contrast, right? So that's like a smaller, you know, mountain community, right? And a lot of growth, and so they're kind of catching up and getting into that first level of digital, where they're going to have a very modern, very holistic SCADA system. Good contrast is we're helping a utility in California that, you know, really already has like a market leading SCADA system. They've got that data coming in. They've got their historian. Everything's really good. They're a utility that produces groundwater as well as uses imported water. And historically, they've never been able to produce enough groundwater relative to what they're actually allocated. And so they're basically leaving money on the table because they're importing water just because their groundwater production system isn't keeping up. And so as we connected with this utility, they were, you know, they were fairly astute in the way they'd already identified, like, the solution to our problem is digital. We don't know exactly what that looks like, but we know that we need to have a digital system that helps us predict how our groundwater production system is going to perform so that we can get ahead of our maintenance and get ahead of our proactive work. And so it's really at its core, it's an asset management system that is basically automated as a digital twin to the point where it can actually predict what is that production going to be. And therefore, when do I need to rehab my wells? When do I need to add wells, right? Whatever that may be. And so then they're going to be able to hit that groundwater allocation every single year, which, you know, helps all of the utility because you're saving. It's like I think it's a 10-to-1 or a 5-to-1 cost difference between, you know, producing water out of their groundwater right there within their city versus, you know, importing it, which ultimately part of that comes from the Colorado River, which, you know, read the news, right? There's a lot of real challenges there. And so, you know, as far as resilience goes, there's some huge benefits. And then as far as cost efficiencies, massive, massive benefits there. And, you know, within that digital twin, you know, there's individuals that are very excited because they've been using Excel spreadsheets to do this work. And you're talking about, you know, days long process to go get the data out of SCADA, get it into Excel, you know, cleanse it. You know, there's always, everybody is doing their best, but there's always an opportunity for human error. So you're manipulating that data. In one instance, we've got a spreadsheet we've automated that is like 150 different calculations. And so now that's going to automatically grab the SCADA data, process it, do a lot of that calculating. And so there's, you know, people that their time is freed up for all these other challenges that we've been talking about the utilities have. And ultimately, right, they're predicting, right, what is the performance of these particular assets. And that allows them to be proactive with their maintenance.
Excellent. Steve, last question for today. What final piece of advice can you give to engineers who are new to integrating digital technologies in water management?
Yeah, so I think it's you know, just really know that why, right? And recognize that it's not just the technology, right? It is also the people. It is the processes. And, you know, just know that there's a starting point, right? If you don't have a plan, right, the first step of any infrastructure upgrade is always have a good plan. And so get a good digital plan together. Look at what the potential ways to bring value to the utility are. And, you know, which one fits my particular utility or the one I'm working for. And then, you know, find that bite-sized chunk that really gets some excitement, you know, gets you that digital quick win and get that digital roadmap in place. And then, you know, take on that journey and go to that digital twin and ultimately, you know, be optimizing, you know, with your data science.
Well said, Steven. Thank you again so much for joining us today. I think this has been just a great look into kind of what you do, what Stanley does, and the current environment around digital technologies applied to water, wastewater, and utilities. If the listeners had any more questions for you, want to reach out about any of the topics that we discussed today, what's the best way to reach you?
Yeah, so you can reach me at Stanley Consultants. So my email is greensteve@stanleygroup.com. That's S-T-A-N-L-E-Y and then G-R-O-U-P.com, Green Steve. And yeah, phone number, maybe I'll just not give that out here, but start with email. And you can also reach me through the Stanley website, stanleygroup.com. And yeah, I met a lot of conferences and, you know, find me on LinkedIn. And I just love to, you know, chat with people about their infrastructure needs and you know, digital in particular. And there's so many unique issues out there. I'd love to, you know, hear from the listeners, you know, where you're at and where you think digital might be able to take you. Or, you know, if you're not even thinking that far ahead, I'd love to just, you know, look at your master plans, look at your strategic plan, maybe have a climate action plan. And I could just give that a good read and suggest some opportunities where digital tech and associated modernization, right, might be able to add value.
Excellent. Steve, thank you again so much for joining us. For anyone who wasn't listening, we will put Steve's email in the show notes so you'll be able to reference that. But Steve, thank you again so much for your time.
Thank you, Nick. I really enjoyed the conversation.
Absolutely. Until next time.
All right. Have a great day.
Please remember, you can find the show notes for this episode at aectechpodcast.com. There, you will find a summary of key points discussed in today's episode, as well as links to any of the resources, websites, or books mentioned during this episode. Until next time, I wish you the best in all of your engineering and technology endeavors. Thank you.